Welcome to episode 2598 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day six of our series. This week, it's all about boosting your self-confidence when there's uncertainty, perhaps within your life and in the world around you. Know that the full 30-minute guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. That's where you can find a little more support. I know sometimes a certain theme really speaks to you, and you might want to go a little more deeply into a particular theme with a journal, with a daily reflection question, as well as a guide with all the techniques right there at your fingertips. Again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app, and you can try the first week absolutely free. It also allows you access to more than 2,000 guided meditations. So here you are. This is the next to the last episode of our series to boost your confidence. And in the day six of every series, I like to do what I call a beautiful flow meditation. This is where you layer together all the meditation techniques you've explored all week long. So you'll be guided in a beautiful confidence flow. And I want to share a little insight with you. As I researched ways to feel more confident in the world today and how to feel more confident about yourself, especially if you're going through extenuating circumstances, one suggestion I came across from an article in Psychology Today titled How to Trust People Again by Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, her final suggestion from her article is to grow in the belief that you deserve to be around trustworthy people. She says, mistrust often comes as a package deal. In addition to believing bad things about the world, such as no one can be trusted or the world is a dangerous place, people who can't trust often believe bad things about themselves, such as I am broken. I deserve the bad things that happen to me. So in order to grow trust in others, grow the belief that you are worthy of having your trust honored. Challenge the belief that you're a bad person who deserves to be betrayed or hurt. I'll be guiding you through this process in today's beautiful confidence flow. So make yourself nice and comfortable. Settle yourself down wherever you are. You might be out walking. You might be listening to errands and doing the techniques mentally, silently to yourself. That's all good. Honor where you are on your inner stillness journey. If you sit down to meditate, get ready for a deeper inner experience. As always, straighten your spine to keep yourself nice and focused. Close your eyes, gently elevating them upwards. This instantly boosts your mood. Notice if you feel a subtle difference. If you cast your eyes downward and then gently uplift them, you can feel a subtle shift upward in your mood. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. With each inhale, trust yourself. With each exhale, believe in all you are. Inhale, trust. exhale, believe. Beautiful. Reflect on something you'd like in your life, something you want to feel more confident about. Invite this trust in yourself into your life. Mentally affirm, I am limitless. I am limitless. If you'd like to do the mudra for this week, the Pran Mudra, simply touch your thumb tip to the tips of your little and ring fingers, doing this with both hands, trusting your inner wisdom and guidance. This mudra of confidence. Hold it for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Now, as you reflect on your own confidence in yourself and the world, bring to mind what you'd like to feel more confident about. Ask yourself, what would someone who believed in themselves do in my situation to feel more confident? What would someone who was confident do? See yourself doing what this person would do and start to believe in yourself. Align yourself with trustworthy people, whether you do so visually or actually in person. Allow yourself to sit in this beautiful confidence flow. Begin to trust yourself and the world around you. Trust that you are good. Those around you are trustworthy. And there is safety and trust in the world. You are so worth slowing down for.